we're going to do things a little different here at the Bombtastic podcast.
Switch it up.
Play some music.
It's a rule breaker.
What do you feel like, Kelly?
This girl.
What do you feel like?
I actually haven't listened to any Christmas music yet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I haven't at all this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Some Mariah Carey.
No.
Michael Boobs.
I like this one. Yeah. Do you like this one?
Yeah.
I like it too. All right, episode 110. I don't know if we're going to call it Would You Rather, because I put a post on Instagram asking for questions, but I titled it, this is love. But I titled it Would You Rather, but then they, most of them were like normal questions.
Yeah.
So we might, you know, change
the title.
Why don't we just like change everything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't stick with the plan.
Let's change the whole podcast name.
Never stick to like a script or stick to like the rules,
right?
Or whatever.
And why do you say that?
This one time we were at the grocery store and like Walmart or something.
I think that was too loud.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And there are these two other ladies in the aisle, and one girl, she wandered off, and the other one was so pissed off. She's like, stick to the list.
And then I went up to Kelly and I was like, I would never do that to you.
I know. Don't stick to it.
So today we went shopping because we're going to have a Christmas party on Saturday. And
We like to go through every aisle.
Yeah.
So you never know what you're going to find.
Yeah. And you're like, should we stick to the list? And I said, never stick to the list. Just like when you travel, never stick to
your itinerary.
Yeah.
Because like you have more fun. Expect the unexpected.
Right.
That's what people say.
Meet people.
Yeah.
Try new things. Try new food. Live
life.
Like
no tomorrow.
Like no tomorrow. Because it's true. There might not be a tomorrow.
Yeah.
Or a Christmas.
Oh, no. And it really will be the last Christmas.
Yeah. Wow. We're getting...
But you never know, so...
Yeah. No, to be honest, like, this year, it's been crazy. Like, recently I found out a few people...
A lot of things. People, like, in and out of hospitals and things like that.
And we both... No, a few people that died.
Yeah.
So,
it's been a year.
I've been thinking about all the people that lost someone this year, and it's supposed to be like a happy time.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of people that are like depressed.
It's also like a depressing season.
Yeah.
It's like 50-50. Half the people are happy, and the other half are like depressed.
Here at Bombtastic, we just wanted to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. What did we do so far for Christmas?
We went to the Christmas market. The German Christmas market.
How did you like it?
I always look forward to it every year because I like mulled wine.
How many did you get?
2.5, I think.
I got 2.5 too.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good amount. Because they're expensive.
Are they? I don't think I paid for mine.
Nice.
Yeah. Did you pay for yours?
No.
Yeah. Somehow we got free mulled wine. Oh, maybe I paid like the first time. But the Vancouver Christmas market. Apparently, I was talking to Irma. Shout out Irma Gomez. Hopefully she will be on the next podcast episode. She was saying that she doesn't have like any Christmas markets around.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess it is because, like, it's a sunny state, so...
They don't celebrate?
I don't know.
Another podcaster from LA also said, like, they don't know of any Christmas market.
Oh.
I'm sure they have one.
Like, somewhere.
Right?
Gotta, right?
Yeah.
Or is it... I don't know.
I'm gonna look that up later.
I know, like, for sure they're big in, like, Europe.
Yeah, they're very big in Europe, and you don't have to pay to get in.
Yeah.
The thing about Vancouver Christmas market is really nice, but you have to pay a lot.
$22 just to go inside.
When I think it was 2018, when I think it was like the first time we went, it was $13.
Oh, wow.
And now it's $22. And then you pay for food, drinks, and if you want to buy anything. So yeah. There's like little shops with
like homemade like ornaments and yeah, stuff like that.
It's pretty cool. You like feel like you're in like a German
yeah
town.
But that's why when we go into like the tasting Rue, stop it. When we go into the tasting sections, I like to try everything.
It's like Costco but with alcohol. So you're at the Christmas market, you already had mulled wine, and then your friends decide you want to go to the tasting section, but then you realize you haven't drank in 2 months. So what did I do?
What did you do?
I went and got, I was like, I need to eat something before I go to the tasting section. So I got an inside out cinnamon bun.
Mm, holy. Was it good? It looked good.
Yeah, it was really good. It was like a Korean pancake with cinnamon icing sugar.
Whipped cream? Is that whipped cream?
It wasn't whipped cream. It was like cream cheese icing sugar.
That sounds good.
It was so good. And really hot. It was really hot. What is that? A fruitcake?
Pecan?
Pecan. Pecans? I think it's like a fruitcake. By the way, we should do a question on this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever tried fruitcake? Have you ever tried fruitcake?
Like, what is your definition of a fruitcake? Because we have Chinese fruitcake.
Like the Christmas fruitcake. Like, it's like a loaf. It looks like a loaf bread. Oh, I've had mooncake.
Yeah.
That was good.
I don't think I've had...
So it's like... I don't even think I've had it, but it looks like jujubes. You know those... Is it jujubes?
Yeah.
In a cake.
Oh.
But it's like a heavy cake.
My favorite candy was jujubes back then.
So you would like it?
Maybe.
Do you want a fruit cake for Christmas?
Not really.
Oh, okay. I feel like it's really a heavy cake. You know what? Why don't we try it? Why don't we buy a fruit cake?
A fruit cake? Okay.
Every time I look, I'm like, it doesn't look that appetizing.
Should we make one?
No.
No. Yeah, no.
You know, even for the... So we have a Christmas party on Saturday. Is that tomorrow? In 2 days. If I put this podcast out and you hear this and you live in the Vancouver area, let me know. You're invited.
Mm-hmm.
I'll even get you a present.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
So
look, I have all those presents over there. It's going to be the third year that I'm going to have this Christmas party. And usually it's like coworkers.
Yeah.
Like old coworkers.
It's very nice and intimate. I like it.
Not like intimate,
not in a sexual way.
Yeah. Like we're not like having an orgy or anything.
No.
But we're playing like
card games and like
being very nerdy. And I love it.
Me too.
You know what? The older I get, I don't care. I want to be a nerd.
Yeah.
And I am a nerd, I think.
Embrace it.
Embrace. Should I get braces? Do I need them?
No.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. That's a weird picture to have.
She's staring at me like...
So Kelly Clarkson is playing Underneath the Tree. And if you go on Spotify and put in Kelly Clarkson Underneath the Tree and put it on the TV, it's kind of...
She's staring into my skull.
She looks a bit gothic.
Yeah.
Christmas gothic.
Yeah.
Like a snowflake, but all...
Like she's going to possess me.
She's going to possess you, but with Christmas.
Yeah.
Okay, what else about the Christmas market? Oh, there was like a couple of nutcrackers, and then they're like, oh, cool, like our friends. And then we're like, yeah, nutcrackers, you can actually like crack a nut with it.
Yeah.
And they were surprised because.
I thought you were joking.
And I was like, no. And then I like Googled like.
Nutcracker.
Like where it came from. I think 1700s or 1800s in Germany, they made the Nutcracker. But yeah, you can actually, like, it used to be of, like, politicians. So it was kind of like a joke.
Oh, yeah.
So they're, like, cracking the nut, you know? But yeah, Google it, okay? Like,
okay.
Not you, whoever is listening. But yeah, Kelly.
Yes.
Oh,
what?
I was talking to her. Oh. Kelly Clarkson, calm down. Let's change the song. Oh yeah, so you like try different ciders and wine.
And gin and vodka.
So it's like a mini Costco, you check it out.
So I just, to get my money's worth, we just went there and they're like, hi, how can I help you? I'm like,
I want to try them all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't.
And you ended up buying some.
Yeah.
There's a tradition?
A tradition where we buy Elisa this lavender beer every single year.
Yeah, shout out to Ask the Fellas. Last time they were talking on the podcast, they were talking about Costco samples. Mm. So I thought of them.
They get more samples in the States than they do in Canada.
Do they?
Yeah, I've noticed.
You know my grandma? She used to be a sample lady.
Oh, really?
At Costco, at the King George? Yeah, in Surrey, Costco. She used to... Yeah.
Sample it out.
What else did we do in December?
Dude, I don't know. Went shopping.
We went shopping and then we went to a dinner that my dad used to host.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was his motorcycle group. He was the president. And then I invited you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I invited like 5 people.
Yeah.
And my mom was there at the table.
She's so funny.
We're not even going to repeat what my mom said. Dude, like, you can, like, message me and I'll tell you in private, but I'm not going to announce it on the podcast. No. But, yeah, we all sat at a round table. So I had, like, 5 of my friends and then my mom and 2 of her friends. And then I donated 20 bath bombs for door prizes. I did that once when my dad used to host the dinner, but I haven't been back since my dad and my grandma passed away, but it was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I won chess.
Oh yeah, you won chess.
I never win anything, so that was nice.
And you actually played?
Yeah, and I wasn't as bad as I thought I was. It took a long time, but I still lost.
Was it fun?
It was fun, yeah.
Nice. My mom wanted a cheese board and then she didn't want it, so she gave it to me.
That's nice.
Yeah. And then we were at Potter's in Langley and we saw the same cheese board.
Yeah.
It was $30.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So we'll put that out at the Christmas party.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was really cute because the host was telling everyone about my bath bomb.
Yeah.
What did he call them?
The
soap bomb?
Yeah. It's like you'll come out smelling really good or something.
Yeah.
Like, smell good.
It was really cute, but it was fun.
I can't believe Swiftie is like a word of the year.
Is it?
I cannot believe it. Yeah.
And she's like the person of the year or something.
Some, like, stupid
We just swifted on by.
Yeah.
Went to a classic instead. Okay. Oh, yeah. Should we talk about our Christmas party? What do we usually do? We usually have hot potato.
Yeah.
So, you know, when, like, you used to go to birthday parties when you were little?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we...
Brought it back.
Brought it back.
Adult version.
Yeah. So we play hot potato, but every time you unwrap, there's, like, a truth or dare. Oh, yeah. There's a truth or dare. And, yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Can't wait. I'm really excited.
And I wrapped it already so you didn't see. So only I know what it is.
Okay. But you're still playing, right? Or you control the music?
I'll control the music. Okay, episode 10.
110.
Oh, and we just went grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
We spend about a lot.
Yeah.
Each.
Mm-hmm.
But we only have like one party a year.
It's worth it.
right?
Yeah.
And it's really fun. We like have presents for everyone that comes and have food.
Good food, good drinks.
And yeah, it's just really fun and you should come next time.
Yeah.
I just want to give a shout out to What Can Go Wrong because on their podcast last year, they talked about our Christmas party.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Do you remember?
No. What did they say?
They said they had a chimichurri board.
Oh, yeah.
They could say charcuterie.
I actually like to say chimichurri board better. It's more fun.
Isn't a chimichurri like a... It's
like a dessert.
A dessert, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I like it.
Chimichurri? No, I just say charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
But yeah, shout out to What Can Go Wrong podcast. I think they're going to come visit, so you'll get to see them.
Nice.
We'll make them a chimichurri board.
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to Adam 915 Kelly. That's the Instagram. Okay. His Instagram. And Adam Michael. He asked... He has a question for us.
Okay.
Oh, wait. It's for me.
Okay, what's the question?
He wants to know, why do you always take my breath away? Do you know this song? Okay. Watching every motion in the boys' lovers' game. On the surface, options finally love us more. No shame. Should we tell them what we're doing?
We're swaying.
We're swaying. Are you ready, Kelly?
Yeah.
That was the song that popped up in my head when I read the question.
I haven't heard this song forever.
Right?
It's nice.
And I just thought of it because he wanted to know, why do you always take my breath away?
And what's your answer?
That was my answer. Well, I'm very honored to take breathing away all the way from Texas and back. By the way, what happened there? Jessica? What happened there? Okay. I think I sent you the picture. He was working right at the U.S. and Mexico border. You got it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he sent me a picture. He was inspecting the border of U.S. and Mexico.
Did he find anything cool?
No? Oh, yeah. Okay, shout out to Adam Michael. He said if he found something cool at the U.S.-Mexican border, he would send it to me. Nice. And I'm announcing it.
Yeah. So are we.
Kelly reminded me. I'm sorry.
I'll be waiting at the mailbox.
Yeah. Jerry. Shout out to Jerry the postman.
Yeah. Best customer service.
Dude, he has the best customer service.
Mm-hmm. It's even on...
Is it?
The web. Whatever.
Really?
I don't know. Something like that. Wasn't that an article?
Last time we went to the post office, Canada Post, he messaged me because he had to go on break and we were in the lineup and he saw us. And he's like, go to the left of the store and I'll give you chocolate.
Yeah.
And I remember being little and in grade 3 and we watched a movie where this guy...
offers you chocolate?
In a van. And you don't do it, but I feel like you can do it with Jerry.
Yes. I hope so.
Well, we did.
Yeah.
And we both ate it.
Yeah. We were fine.
It was good.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank you.
Jerry really likes when we give him a shout out, and this is only the second time.
Oh.
Is there a Jerry song?
I don't know.
Here, let's find one for him. What? Okay, if we had a song for Jerry, which one would it be? Here we go.
This one's for Jerry.
Jerry, this is for you. And guess what?
What?
He's coming to our Christmas party.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you're... Oh, I don't think we should tell everyone where we live.
No.
I feel like if they went back, they would know.
Yeah.
Because we kind of said it. But Jerry, this is for you. All right. But thank you so much, Adam, for the question. And the next question is from Chris Spring Live.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. I think you know him, right?
Yeah. What is it?
What should be a holiday?
What?
What should be a holiday?
What do you mean, what should be a holiday?
Should I say it again?
Say it again.
What should be a holiday?
Every day should be a holiday.
I feel like... Okay. We'll think about it.
Like what? National Bombastic Day?
Oh my god, that would be really cool.
Right?
What would you do?
You like... make bath bombs together.
No. Have a bath together. Or like a bath. Like everyone have a bath in their own bath.
Okay, bath day.
Happy bath day? Yeah.
That's nice. It's like self-care.
It's like a stress... A like happy stress-free day.
There you go.
Where you just like don't do anything.
Yeah.
You do what you want.
Self-care, wellness, just like take care of yourself.
You get the day off, but you get paid for it. You take a bath. You...
relax.
Have a nap. Like two naps.
Two naps?
And then you eat a lot. But then like other people don't like eating, so...
I'll drink.
Yeah, you can drink.
Thank you.
Is that it?
Yeah. It's a nice day.
Right?
It actually sounds very nice.
And then you go to the dog shelter
mm-hmm.
and pet all the puppies.
And maybe adopt one.
Adopt it for the day.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I like Bombastic Day.
I do, too.
Yeah.
So, Chris, shout out to Chris Spring Live. He's a comedian in Las Vegas, Nevada. I always say Navidad. You know why?
Why?
Because of that song, Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, oh. Navida. But yeah, Chris was on the latest podcast, 109. Check him out. That's where we learned that we say pasta, right?
Yes, we do. Pasta.
But I also Googled it, and a lot of Canadians say pasta, and then a lot of Americans say pasta.
Don't believe everything Google says.
But it's true, because all the Americans
they do
that I've talked to
yeah.
have said pasta. Okay, two questions from Thanks for the Invite podcast.
Mm-hmm.
They would be very disappointed if they actually knew how many movies and, yeah, how many movies I've watched. They know so much about movies that they would be disappointed in me.
Dude, they're gonna be so disappointed in me.
I feel like both of us, we don't watch a lot of movies.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's actually really good to follow them and watch them because they talk about the movie so you don't have to watch it.
Okay.
I remember one episode, they talked about how they don't have Toys R Us anymore.
Oh, yeah.
So I sent them a picture of our Toys R Us, because mm-hmm. there's one in Metrotown.
Yeah.
And I think there's one in Willowbrook, maybe. And, yeah, I don't know where else. And they were surprised to see that, and they were like, I want to go to Canada to see Toys R Us. That's a long way to see the toy shop.
Yeah.
But, shout out to them. They're pretty cool. They do video and everything.
Sorry?
Yeah,
that's them.
I'm showing Kelly your page, by the way. All right, the question. Guys, I've been listening to Roy Orbison all day today. He's really good and relaxing. I was all right for a while. I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night. You've heard this song.
Yeah.
Right? I think we were in the recording studio in Memphis. Right?
Yeah.
Remember his name on the stool?
Kind of.
I like it. I love it. Okay. The question he wants to know. Does the female pay for a date if she asked a guy out?
It kind of depends. Like, me personally, I really don't mind paying for a date. I actually feel more comfortable if I pay for some reason, so I'd pay.
I'm the same.
Yeah.
I, have hardly ever... I always offer.
Yeah, I'm actually always ready to be the one to pay. Unless, they offer or, they beat me to it.
Next question. Does the guy pay for the first date?
Again, I don't know. It depends.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice.
I'm not, the kind of girl that will be like, oh my god, he did not pay for the date.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would... Again, I'd probably... If it came, and if I beat him to saying I'm going to pay for it, then, I'll pay for it. But, if he...
I feel like you should pay, half.
Yeah.
If he's not going to pay for the whole thing, at least pay half for the first date.
I feel like that's weird. It's not a date if, you, split a bill.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I've never been on a date. I'm just kidding. I'm trying to remember because I don't date that often.
I feel like once you say oh, we'll split it, it kind of gives the impression that oh, we're just friends. It depends. If I'm dating this person for a long time, we usually kind of alternate, I guess.
Yeah.
If it's a first date,
maybe the guy should pay for the first date.
It would
and then the next time we'll pay.
It would show what kind of person he is, I guess.
Yeah. No, I feel like it would be better if I would pay for it.
But, if they did, that's nice. It's a nice feeling.
I feel like...
But I wouldn't care. It's not something I'm, bothered about.
You pay first, and then I'll pay second.
Sure.
And then you pay third, and I'll pay fourth. You know? Okay. Shout out to Arash Reviews on Instagram. He asked, would you rather spend Christmas with family... or travel during and spend it with people you meet along the way?
I'm gonna pick the traveling one just because normally, for me, our family doesn't really celebrate Christmas, so it doesn't really make sense to pick that one.
Yeah.
So I go travel.
And where would you want to go?
I'd have two different options. Either go anywhere in Europe or I would go somewhere tropical and sunny and relax and do fuck all Bali or something like that.
Oh, that'd be cool. I feel like I would spend it with family. I've always spent it with family, so for my birthday I'm always away somewhere.
Yeah.
But for Christmas I usually just stay with my mom, keep her company, and then see my brothers and sister-in-laws and nieces, and yeah,
that's nice.
I would love to go to New York or Germany during Christmas though.
Oh, New York.
No,
I've been there so many times. It's just so crowded and like,
oh yeah,
I don't, maybe it's worth it to go once in your life to go see, but because I go so much because my family's there.
Yeah.
I don't like going in Christmas because it's just so crowded. Overly crowded.
It was crowded in August.
Yeah.
It was more
crowded, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So, shout out to Yachty. She is the mother of Chicanoish podcast. What is the funniest accident experienced?
Funniest accident?
So, is that... Maybe think of... Oh.
I have one.
You have one?
Yeah.
Okay.
It just doesn't, like, leave my head. It's just, like, in my memory stuck.
Okay.
So, like, I was in, like, somewhere in high school, and I was... Me and my friends were meeting her siblings in a car, so we were late, and we were running through like a bus loop across. We were running so fast. It was crowded. There were buses everywhere, and I just trip. I fall and I roll over, like a dramatic rollover, and I'm like laying there on my back, like, fuck my life. And, like, I didn't know that, you know, like, everyone saw that. So everyone in the car that was waiting for us saw it. So the entire car ride back, pure laughter, nonstop. It was, like, maybe a 10-minute drive. Literally, not a single silence. It was full laughter because they all saw me.
That's funny. You reminded me of a time when I was off work and my brother came to pick me up. And he said he's outside, and I saw the car. There was a young guy in the car. So I opened the door, sit down, and I'm pretty sure that he was like a drug dealer. It wasn't my brother. I look at him, and he looks at me. He didn't even say like, get out or anything. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And I look behind me, and my brother is in a truck laughing. It was bad.
That happened, like, to me, but the opposite. Someone went into my car.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And what did you do?
I just looked at them, like, I was like, who the hell is this?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were like, oh, shit, and they left, yeah.
Okay, why don't we think of, for Yachty and everyone, a funny accident experience, like, together.
Together?
Like, think of, where have we been? We've been to Hawaii.
We laugh a lot.
Together. We've been to LA. We've been to... Memphis, New York.
I just remember.
I feel like just you now. Shouldn't say it, whatever it is. The way you in looked at me, I'm like...
In the superstore, the cranberry juice? That's funny.
Okay, tell them. It happened tonight.
Yeah.
Or today.
We were just getting cranberry juice at the supermarket. And Elisa, the first bottle Elisa grabs, it looked like a limp dick.
And the way I held it was like, you know when... Like, the Lion King when they're holding Simba. I don't know why I decided to... Like, I was, like... I've been overtired today. And I just, like, held the cranberry juice, like, Simba to show Kelly. And then she just started laughing. And I didn't know why. Because the crooked part was not facing me. And I'm like, why is she laughing? Did I, like...
You just looked. You turned it.
And then I got it. And then people were, like, watching in the aisle. Or the choking at New York City. We were choking on pickled candy.
Oh, yeah.
And then people were taking a selfie and we were choking in the back. But we've already talked about that.
Yeah.
My Spotify Wrapped, let me know, Chicanoish was my top listened to podcast.
Oh, wow.
Alex from... Instagram. I invited Alex to our Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
But he has plans. But you might still come.
Mm-hmm.
And he wants to know, would you rather go to Germany for Oktoberfest or Ireland for St. Patrick's Day?
Ireland sounds more fun.
Really?
I think so.
I was thinking Germany for Oktoberfest.
Really?
Wait, what do you want?
Actually, now I don't know.
Well,
I feel like...
What made you... Well, like, obviously both are fun, but...
I just imagine, like, craziness, chaos, fun.
And you know me, like, I'm older and I just want to, like, relax. No, I'm joking, everyone. I've always wanted to go to Germany. I've been to Ireland.
Oh.
I've been to Dublin on my own. I was on my own.
Oh, wow.
In 2019. Just a young girl on her own.
In Ireland.
With no blonde hair. Just, like, ooh, my natural.
Wow. Wandering the streets.
Kelly, you'd be surprised how many, like, people are surprised that I'm not blonde. Like, naturally blonde.
You're not a natural blonde?
No.
What the fuck?
Get out of here.
But yeah, I'd rather go to Germany for Oktoberfest because I've already been to Ireland.
I haven't been to either.
We should go.
Ooh.
I'd go to both. So shout out to Alex. He used to make hot sauce, and I want to know if you still make hot sauce because I would like to buy some.
Yes.
Okay. So I think that's all the questions. Do you have anything to say?
Do you want to open your stocking?
Shit, I forgot. Okay. So, the dog.
She's making her bed.
So, thoughts of the week, because I don't want to ruin the segment streak. You know, like Snapchat?
Yeah.
I don't use it anymore, but they have like a streak.
Yeah.
I'm doing my own streak.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm doing a segment. Usually, like, I'll say it, I'll do a segment, and then it doesn't, like, carry on. But what was my segment?
I don't know.
Oh, thoughts. It was thoughts of the week.
Right.
My thought is, damn it, I should have thought of this.
Was that your thought?
I've been so busy with, like, work and... Okay, I have a thought. When you're, like, walking by people, why don't they, like, say hi to people anymore?
I know. Is it just, like, here in Vancouver?
Vancouver?
Yeah, because anywhere else I go, even, like, I go to Victoria or Sunshine Coast, they, like, smile and say hi.
Really?
When I'm here, nobody, like, they avoid eye contact.
Because, and then I feel like a weirdo because I'm, like, staring at them, smiling.
Me too. I'm just like, okay, I'm smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't, not here, but everywhere else they do.
There was one guy on the trail that he smiled.
Yeah. I only get creepy smiles, like the old man today.
Oh, yeah. Tell them what happened.
Dude, I was just
walking. You messaged me
today. I was walking home from, like, the post office. I saw Jerry. But yeah, I was walking by myself, and then this old man in the car rolls down his window, old man, like, white hair and everything, and he goes, "Hi, sweetie," and he waves his hand, and I'm just like,
okay. Yeah.
That's the encounter I get.
And you don't want that one. You want,
no,
like, a normal one.
Like, a normal hi. Yeah. Like, neighborhood friendly. That'd be nice.
And
I don't even know my neighbors.
I know, and I was telling my friend the other day, they're like, "Do you talk to your neighbor?" And I was like, no.
I don't even know my other tenants on the other side.
Yeah.
Barely know them.
Remember we went to say, or like we said hi to the neighbor and he just stared.
Yes. Like, yeah.
Why?
Weird. I don't know. I think it's a Vancouver thing. Like,
people.
That's what I mean. When, like,
if you're from Vancouver, people say hi.
People here are a little, like, ruder compared to, like,
why?
Everywhere else. I don't know why.
The mountains? like the mountain air?
Maybe make some, like, snobby or something. I don't know.
We need to, like, find out why.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, the whole time we were down in the States, everyone was so friendly.
They're nice, yeah. But here,
you just Montreal, get creeps. Too.
Yeah.
Were they friendly?
Yeah. Everywhere else is nice. Even Toronto, Montreal, everyone is nicer.
Well... if you want to visit Vancouver, come visit us, because we're friendly.
We'll say hi to you on the streets.
Yeah. So weird. That's a thought of the day, of the week.
Yeah, I even had this guy when I went to a work conference and in Vancouver here, and he sat next to me, and he was from somewhere else in Canada. I can't remember where. But he asked me this exact question. He was like, Do you have many like friends here outside of like besides school and work and stuff? And I'm like, no, actually no. And he was shocked too. He was like, yeah, why is that in Vancouver only?
You know, so. That's funny you say that. Well, I don't think Travis does it anymore, but
yeah,
he doesn't. But shout out to Travis.
Shout out to you.
It's funny to say that because we were at Superstore today, mm-hmm. the Great Canadian Superstore, not the TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this lady and she had like big
boob jugs. Yeah.
Yeah. And she had like a rainbow sweater.
Mm-hmm.
And she just seemed very inviting.
Yeah.
Do you remember her?
No.
Okay. She kept popping up in our aisle.
I didn't notice.
And I was like, she seems really friendly.
Did you say hi?
I almost did. Next time I'm going to say hi.
Okay.
But she, like, I think like out of all the aisles, like 5 times.
Just one?
She was in our aisle.
Oh, wow.
You know, like the pickles section?
Yeah.
When we were getting like pickles?
Yeah.
Okay. We're getting really into the pickled, what is it? Green bean?
Mm-hmm.
Green bean? Oh my god, guys.
They're so good.
Hold on. Matt and Steve, shout out to you, because the extreme bean, pickled bean, hot and spicy, oh my god. You're making me like hungry.
Oof.
Oof. People that podcast. If anyone is listening and you podcast and you like your own voice, let me know. Because I feel like everyone that has a podcast doesn't like listening to their voice.
No one likes I've never heard anyone say they like their voice.
Yeah.
No one.
I've never liked my voice, but a few people have commented like they love my voice and I'm like, why?
Do you think weather people like why? Their voice?
Like, should I like lower it? Why? Oh, the weather people?
Yeah. Or like radio hosts.
They probably do.
Yeah.
Like radio people?
Mm-hmm.
But I think they put on a voice, you know? Like, to like...
Oh, yeah.
Like a high-pitched voice?
Like fake.
Do you think you can do it? Okay, do a regular Kelly. Kelly...
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be like windy out. Be regular Kelly.
Should I say hello, welcome to the Bombtastic Podcast?
Yeah. Okay, and now news anchor.
Hello and welcome to the Bombtastic Podcast.
Oh wow.
Is that good?
Yeah. You even did like a little shrug and everything.
Yeah.
I think that's what I do.
What's yours?
What I did earlier.
Oh.
Okay, Kelly, before we, like, go on to another segment,
mm-hmm.
I just want to give a big shout-out to I Need a Freak Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of them?
I've heard of them, yeah.
How?
From you.
Yeah. So, I was talking to I Need a Freak,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, you should be on my podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave them my idea of what I would do.
What?
And they said no.
Why?
But they think it, like, he thought it was funny.
Okay. What's your idea?
Well, because I used to go to, or I used to listen to DC Talk.
Okay.
And there's a song called Jesus, Freak.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought the title would be, I Need a Jesus Freak. But let's just, let's play this song. It's a good song.
I had their poster on my wall. This is the chorus. I've been to their concert.
Yeah. I feel like I can see why they said no.
He laughed though. Because I was joking, obviously. Yeah. I also thought about like if I ever became like very religious and I still had my podcast.
Yeah.
I'd cover like, I'd have like a turtleneck on my logo.
You can't breathe.
I know. Can you let everyone know about turtlenecks?
You can't breathe when you wear turtlenecks.
Only me.
Just you, yeah.
I can't.
I can breathe when I wear them, but Elisa can't.
Yeah, like, I choke.
Like, someone needs to give her oxygen.
When I have a turtleneck on,
she's just like, I can't breathe.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting choked.
Which is fair. I get it.
It's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just get used to it.
Well, it's different though. Like, it's fine to get choked, but like when you're wearing a sweater.
Yeah.
But anyways, shout out to I Need a Freak. I also want to give a shout out to Ships.
Ships?
Yeah. Guess what they talked about?
Ships.
Relationships.
Ah. Oh.
Yeah.
Not like pirate ships.
No. But there's one married guy and one single guy.
Oh.
So it's actually really good. You should check them out. And the married and the single guy talk about what they look for in a lady. Ooh. But yeah, shout out to you. They always say I'm very nice.
Have they ever told you what they look for in a lady?
Well, not me, but on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, loyalty and...
That's nice.
Like...
It's a nice trait to have.
Loyal. I forgot.
Loyalty, niceness.
Yeah.
Compassion, that's the same.
Maybe it would help if they cook a bit.
Yeah.
And I feel like we think of the same for men, right?
Yeah.
But one big thing that is very important,
mm-hmm.
that I've noticed it's been lacking lately,
mm-hmm.
is communication.
Oh yeah, that is a big one.
Communication.
Dude, people think we can just, like, men think that we can just read your mind.
Yeah.
We can't. It's the same vice versa too. I mm-hmm. guess we think that, but whatever.
Loyalty, honesty,
kindness. What was
that? Yeah, kindness. And communication. If you have a problem with anything, let us know.
Yeah.
If you have anything on your mind, just let us know.
We're honest.
We're very understanding.
Do you want to open your Christmas stocking?
Oh. I didn't even know it was filled.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah?
Are you going to hold?
Okay. I stuffed her stocking. And she's going to open it.
You got it.
What?
The It's too long bow. That is so... Stay long bow. Okay. So I know a bit of... Is it?
It's Mandarin.
I know a bit of Mandarin. It's Sei Lang Bao. It's the...
Oh, Cantonese. I'm sorry.
Kelly, how did you mess that up?
Because you can say it both ways.
To be honest, how did you mess that up?
Because, you know, there's two different dialects to say it, and I forgot which...
When you were?
When you said it in. Yeah.
It's really cute. It's like, when I went to Korea, I went to South Korea and North Korea. And, yeah, I went to North Korea. Check out that podcast episode.
Mm-hmm.
And in the train station, you can go down. It's like a subway. And there's actually, like, a lot of different, like, restaurants and stores. And I saw these, like, really cute, like,
squishy pens. And I bought one for Kelly and I, and it was like a peach, and you like squish the peach.
Yeah.
This is so cute.
So cute, right?
And there's only a few Chinese words that I know. And I know Sei Long Bao is a dumpling.
A soup dumpling.
Soup dumpling. And she got me a soup dumpling, just like the peach pen that I had. And I'm, this is so cute. Thank you. Actually, really? I wasn't expecting that. I mean, like, when I felt it, I thought it was the beach. No.
Sei Long Bao.
Sei Long Bao. What is the other word that I know in Mandarin?
I don't... What is it?
Semen. Explain.
So we were at, like, dinner, and we wanted to...
Dinner with who?
My father. And we were like, let's give... Alisa, like, what's her Chinese name? And my dad was like, Simon. And, you know, it kind of, like, translates to, like, you know, like, a polite lady or whatever. But in English...
It doesn't translate.
No. Simon. I don't have to, like,
and
give you that definition.
Kelly did not give me the definition until now. So it's been, like, 2 years that I just thought I was Simon harder.
Yeah.
Because my last name's harder. Yeah. Oh, what is this?
There's two of them.
That's so cute.
It's a script daddy.
Oh, yeah. I've seen the TikTok.
Yeah, there's two. So it's like a smiley face. If you don't know what scrub daddy is, it's a smiley face sponge. And you can wash your spoons in the mouth.
Oh, wow.
When it hits hot water, it gets soft. And then when it's cold, it gets hard again.
Aww.
Yeah.
Just like people I know.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Wait, what? Aw. I love peanut Reese's. Butter.
It's a Reese's and it's shaped as a tree.
I love it. I'd eat that right now. Nail polish. Aw. You know my color.
I know. Instant dry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what happens? Everyone, I put nail polish on and I like forget right away, and then I start like
touching
doing things.
Yeah.
Like me, like I don't know what I'm doing, but yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, you know, like
I just thought that was
now
funny.
The people listening are gonna be like, why don't they have a video? But okay. So it's like a pen. You know, like Gumby, like the Gumby color. It's like a big, long Gumby colored pen. And it's very like...
Jiggly.
Flimsy, jingly. And at the top is some weird monster. And I feel like this will be perfect when I'm like...
Isn't it funny?
Oh, that is cute. We should do like a little story.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we should do a story.
Yeah. We'll show you guys what
okay.
she thought.
That's really cute. I really like this. Sei Long Bao. I know what this is.
What is it?
My lotion. thank you.
It's a mini bum bum cream.
She knows I really like bum bum cream. And if you listen to... What episode was that?
I don't know.
Like 2 episodes ago where I talked about my bum gum... Bum Bum Cream, Brazilian, you can get at Sephora, and everyone, and I mean everyone, will, like, come up to me and be like, you smell so good. It's because I put the Bum Bum Cream
mm-hmm.
on my chest.
Smell that. Yeah, and it's, like, a small one, so you can bring it anywhere.
If you go to Sephora, look at the Bum Bum Cream. It's really good. It makes me happy.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Is that it? Oh, nail polish remover. That's perfect because I'll put on nail polish and like start making something. And then I'll be like, what the fuck happened to my nail polish? So
and
thank you.
She doesn't have nail polish remover.
Yeah. I kind of just live with it.
There's more?
There's one more.
Oh. I was like, what's in there?
Tuna. Aww. She knows. She knows me. So it's Rio tuna. If you don't have Rio tuna where you live, let me know. I'm not sending
it. I think this is like the Italian one, I think. Like a little spicy.
The Rio tuna, it's like flavored with like lemon and pepper or like a spicy one. And I will just like, if I want to eat like lunch, sometimes if I'm on a diet or whatever, I'll just have this can of tuna. And dude, it will, I don't know. It just makes you really happy.
Yeah.
And if you don't have Rio tuna, let me know. Message me and be like, girl, I don't have Rio tuna.
Send me some.
But maybe they should pay because it's kind of heavy.
Expensive.
Rio tuna is like good quality.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm looking at this. We'll talk about it. So Elisa.
Yeah. I love that. Okay. Kelly, guess what?
What?
I have one gift for you because I was thinking about like how I should have you open it on the podcast because it's not a normal one.
Okay.
It's very weird.
Should I be scared?
Yeah. You should be scared. So.
Okay. Thank you.
It's wrapped, so I'm going to unwrap it, guys. It's okay. ASMR. Okay. Sorry.
Poppy Caesar. Popcorn. Caesar cocktail with celery, salt, and spice blend.
What is it?
It's a popcorn?
Yeah.
Yeah?
So it's...
a Poppy Caesar.
So it's Caesar-flavored popcorn.
They have Bloody Marys.
In the U.S.
In the States.
But here in Canada, we have Caesar. But I found Caesar popcorn.
Cool. I can't wait to try it.
You should try it on right the now? Podcast. And then you can be like honest, because I love honesty. You could be like this disgusting, never buy it again.
Oh, look at the packaging, like. That's hard to open. You try it too.
Okay. Wait, I'll watch you first.
So it's like sweet at first, and then you get an aftertaste of like celery.
Really? Yeah. But does celery taste like anything?
Or something. Or like an olive? I don't know.
You could taste this celery salt.
Yeah.
It's cool though.
Yeah, that's nice.
It was fun to try.
I wish I might eat it, I get a new like sensation or like a new
wow
feeling.
You do?
Yeah, a different taste every time.
Nice.
That was a weird one.
Okay. Where is this made? Like, I don't even know. It's called Eatable, made in Ontario.
Obviously.
In Vaughan, Ontario. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you.